You're listening to SBS News.
With more than 2 billion users, Facebook is the ultimate data collector. Just a day after announcing plans to launch its own currency, the social media giant says it's expanding even further, launching its disaster relief functions in the Asia-Pacific region. Dr. Belinda Barnett from Swinburne University says it's a good public relations move.
There's been a lot of bad PR and there's been some privacy and security stories that have been quite damaging to their reputation. And so if they seem to be doing good with the technology and helping the community, that may help their brand.
Facebook says the technology has been successfully used before, including during recovery efforts after US Hurricane Florence last year. In a promotional video, Catherine Graham from disaster response charity Humanity Road praised the technology.
It's aggregated and anonymized data, but it's hugely valuable to us in the aid agencies. So we actually take that data and look online for people calling for help, and we share that with the search and rescue teams.
Facebook says the maps could help Australians and aid agencies during floods and bushfires, but it won't be using its own data. Instead, it'll draw on a combination of satellite imagery and census information. Dr. Barnett says it's the first time she's heard of those types of information being integrated in that way.
What the tool will be able to do is to tell you how many people live in a given 30-metre tile of the map. And it will also be able to tell you things like how many children under the age of 5 live in that area, and how many people live in that area, and strangely, how many women of reproductive age live in that area, which that strikes me as a bit odd.
She says while there are some advantages to the technology, it raises privacy concerns.
I don't like the idea of the census data being integrated so precisely with where you live and how many people live there, and that if that data fell into the wrong hands, it would have disastrous implications.
Facebook isn't the only Silicon Valley company in the disaster recovery space. Earlier this month, Google announced upgrades to its own disaster management system. Children's aid relief agency UNICEF has embraced the data provided by the tech giants. It says it's already been using Google and Facebook's technology to map disease in Brazil and Malawi and welcomes further innovation. Amy Hall, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.